Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the show happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. Miami Dolphins are an absolute dumpster fire right now. Kevin, why did we agree to take Miami in the points? And they are at home.
Is it still Pink Eye Tua? Or has he lost the sauce?
I mean, look, here's the thing, dude. They missed a field goal. They had a guy that, you know, couldn't get his feet out of bounds or feet in bounds. I mean, I hate this team. Anyway, we digress. Welcome back in. Second hour of the program. It is Fan After Dark. Fred Davis.
They can miss another one right here.
That's me. Well, this is a punt. So, it's not field goals. Man, I'll tell you what, you haven't had TV in 5 days. You forgot what football looked like.
My man thought
a field goal was a punt, for God's sakes.
I'm excited right now.
Can somebody get Kevin Walker some damn internet, for God's sakes? Hey,
this is his first time seeing TV in a while.
They were lining up to punt, and he goes, oh, he might miss a field goal. I'm like, see, this is what happens when you don't watch TV for 5 days. My man forgot what football looked like. Dear God.
It's like, for a three-pointer.
Is that Luke out there shooting from three? Got the heat. Is that Terry Rozier? That's the last time.
Messi? I swear I saw the ball rolling
around. Maybe we should do a top five things that were still going on in the world when Kevin had internet.
Maybe Kevin has not had internet for longer than we thought.
Well, no, because he had internet.
I'm trying to save him. Fred.
Okay, so the last time I had internet, let's look back. So last Thursday, I did the show.
Last Thursday, I did the show.
Mm-hmm. Friday, I had internet because I was at my house. Saturday, we got the apartment.
Bailed on the Mythical High School football show, too, by the way. I just want to put that out there for everybody. Kevin,
that's
Texas at like 9:59 p.m. Guys, I can't make it.
9:59.
I can't make it. I'm moving. Good luck, Fred and Steve. Good luck reading off 7,000 football scores tonight. Well, I'm not.
It was
there.
Not that many. Too many schools are playing on Thursday.
You know what? Friday was a wonky night. It really, really was.
And the weather was wild.
Well, the weather was crazy. You had a lot of teams that were playing all over the place. I'll tell you where. And Friday night, it really didn't affect us too much. I'll tell you what it affected. We didn't have as many play-by-play and writers chime in Friday night as we normally do, because normally on the Mythical High School football show, we have anywhere from 8 to 12 people will call in and give us an update on what happened that night. But because so many, I mean, look, let's be real. If you covered a game on a Thursday night, you're not calling in to Fred, Kevin, and Steve at 11 on Friday night to tell about the game that you know, the high school game you did the night before.
Did I not notice this? Everyone's texting in, Fred, Kyler went to Allen, not Louisville.
Oh, no, I'm well aware.
Oh. Did you say something about Louisville and Kyler?
No, that's where he's from originally.
Oh. Okay.
That's where he's from originally. Okay. Yeah, I know where Kyler Murray went, and I know the city he turned his back on.
Mm.
That's Louisville. Okay. You guys know I represent the Ville 24/7, 365. All right. I've only lived in Louisville for, what, a year and a half, give or take? But Louisville, right here. I'm a fighting farmer. Okay, I'd love for them to change their name to the Fighting Freds. I don't know if that's something we could petition. Because who's a farm? I mean, who's still farming in 2025?
Not in Louisville.
Somebody's farming. I mean, if they weren't, then I think our country would fall apart if nobody was farming.
Well, I think we're going to bail them out anyway. But although, didn't China agree to buy a bunch of soybeans today? 877-881-1053. I thought I saw on the internet, so it's got to be true, that China agreed to buy soybeans from the United States of America.
Can I give you
to the soybean farmers out there?
Can I give you a sad update?
Uh-oh. Does this have to do with China?
No.
Okay.
12 million metric units of soybeans.
Mm.
That's how much we bought?
No. By January of
2020. We're selling them to China.
Okay, the Oklahoma City Thunder last year.
Oh, you're talking about the dude with testicular cancer?
Wow, wait up. Yeah. I mean, this guy can't hold it in for 2 seconds so I can read the story.
Pretend I didn't say that. Play the little Men in Black little wand thing. What? What happened? Something sad.
The Oklahoma City Thunder last year drafted a player named Nikolai Topic.
Yeah.
Who actually didn't play because he tore his ACL.
Mm.
And then this year, it would have been the first year he played, but he hasn't appeared in the game. Fans were wondering why. So the Sam Presti talked to the media today and shared that Nikolai Topic underwent a procedure during training camp that confirmed a case of testicular cancer.
Damn.
Sam Presti has also confirmed that Topic is currently undergoing chemotherapy treatment as recommended by his doctors and medical team. The news was withheld until now at Topic's request, not wishing to disclose it publicly until he became chemo. This kid's only 20 years old, so it's just...
Young buck. He'll be fine. He'll be all right. I mean, do they say what the level was? I mean, did they catch it early?
So I didn't see anything with that, but it says this is a kid dealing with a very serious, very real health issue. It's good to hear the doctors are, in quote, extremely optimistic about Topic's outlook, according to Sam Presti.
Nah, he'll be all right. He'll probably have to, probably lose one of his testicles, but yeah, hopefully he'll be okay.
But
I think you only need one to procreate.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But
it was 877-881. I mean, that's good news. That's good information to have, though.
Let's look at you were talking about the NBA at large. The shout out to NBA University is a great Twitter account to kind of keep up with all these stats. Let us know the offensive rating, defensive rating, and net rating in a nice clean graphic. Who do you think has the worst offensive rating in the National Basketball Association?
I'm sorry, what sorry, said Kevin was
worst offensive rating in the National Basketball Association.
Oh, it's got to be the Mavericks, right?
Incorrect. The Mavericks are second to last now. They're
at the Cowboys.
They're at a 103.5, the worst offensive team. I'll let Kevin get a guess in here as well. Worst offensive rating, they're at a 102.7 per 100 possessions.
Can I just rely on a bad basketball team here?
Yeah,
that'd be a good call.
I'm going to go with the Washington Wizards.
The Wizards are 23rd at a 111, so that's not them. There's...
No, because remember, they did school the Mavericks, too. Yeah. You forgot?
Hornets.
Again, you haven't had the internet, so remember, he's been kind of unplugged from life for a
Hornets
while.
Hornets are not in the bottom 10 as far as offense. The worst offensive team is the New Orleans Pelicans at a 102.7. The Pacers are third worst at a 104.4. Then you've got the Magic, the Kings, the Suns, the Knicks, the Wizards, the Hawks, and the Thunder. So this is good information to keep in the back of your head when we're 2 months from now, we see teams either go up or down on this list. What do you guys think is the worst defensive team in the NBA? A 129.1.
Mavericks.
Nope. Kevin?
Worst defensive team. I don't even have a guess. It's going to be accurate.
The Brooklyn Nets are the worst defensive team. And it's funny. They're at a 129.1. The next worst team at a 29th in the NBA at a 121 is the Raptors. So there's an 8-point gap from last place to second to last place.
I'm going to send some audio over to Khaki Kevin. I think I did, and I'll remind him during the break. And even though we know Michael Porter's on a generational run as far as just saying whatever comes to his mind, and that's what we love about him.
Am I exposing the point guards?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But yes, for two reasons. One, yeah, because I think I sent that to you as well. Two things, though. say what you want about Michael Porter Jr. I mean, we can wax whatever about his off the court stuff that he says and how crazy it is. But yeah, I mean, look, the guy's still an NBA basketball player. He's, you know, been a high level NBA player for what, 6-7 years now. But I'm glad he said what he said about the point guard position. And as much as it reflects just how crappy the Brooklyn Nets are, but I also think it underscores kind of like, what are you doing with the Mavericks? Because I think it still stands to reason for the rest of the NBA. Like, look, I get it that this whole NBA is positionless and what have you. But yeah, it's positionless when you have guys like Nikola Jokic as your facilitator, okay? You don't have that luxury when you're the Dallas Mavericks and you have just a bevy of wings and big men.
Do they think Anthony Davis has all of a sudden become this playmaker? That Jokic is literally one of a kind.
We've never seen anything like it.
Like, even Sabonis does it to a smaller extent.
And Sabonis did,
Did we see the Kings in Western Conference Finals year after year? No, we saw them missing the playoffs and changing their team every year.
Oh, you're talking about I'm talking about Arvidas. I'm talking about his dad.
Well, yes, that too, but I was thinking of DeMontis. Like,
yeah,
DeMontis, that's what they wanted to. Literally, that's what they said. Jay Chirinos wants them to run a Sabonis-like offense, and they're trying. Anthony Davis, who, spoiler alert, bilateral Achilles tendinopathy before the game against the Pacers, ends up grabbing his lower leg, doesn't return to the game.
Dude, we talked about that Tuesday night.
Yep. And Jason Kidd told reporters after the game that he wanted to come back in, but they didn't want him to, and we'll take it day by day. Today was no media availability. It was a travel day to Mexico City. My boy Grant's out there in Mexico City, so we'll have practice tomorrow, and we'll have an injury update tomorrow. Now, how much they say, that's up to Jason Kidd, whether he just says, Anthony Davis isn't here, Anthony Davis is going to be out for 5 months. We'll have to wait and see what he allows. I have a feeling he won't give any long-term answer tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be, we're taking it day by day. Anthony Davis did some limited stuff. Like, I doubt he's going to say the world's falling apart tomorrow in Mexico City and go, he's out for the year.
Yeah. I think now, because with, so they did finally make a field goal. All right, so 14-6. They're still down 8, so right now you're covering at 7.5. I need another field goal from my Dolphins. So in baseball, you get the 10-day IL, right? Where, at the very least, we're going to shut you down for 10 days, and then we'll reevaluate when you come back. Obviously, the NBA doesn't have anything like that, so my guess is they're going to shut him down for a week, and then they'll reevaluate him then. Because, to your point, Blake, they're not going to give you some, matter-of-fact declaration, definition, this is what the deal is. He's done. No. You're
can't. Not getting another tomorrow, this weekend. It'll be.
Now, that said, and you and I talked about this a little bit last night during the show and after. I mean, I don't want to see Anthony Davis hurt, but again, this is part of who he is. And I thought Tim Kalishaw had a great article today in the Dallas Morning News. He's in his 13th season in the NBA. Anthony Davis is. All right. If you told me that you got to shut him down for the next 3 months and let this team, D'Lo and Cooper Flagg and everybody do their thing, I don't know that I'd have any issue with that. I think I'd be okay with shutting Anthony Davis down for the next 3 months. In fact, I almost think, if in a perfect world, you ready for this?
You trade him?
Well, I mean, the perfect world, obviously. Nico won't. I mean, you can't.
He traded Luka in his prime.
If Nico, I'll tell you right now, I would almost have a whole new respect for Nico if he said, you thought I wouldn't do it? Watch me trade Anthony Davis. I almost think it would be better at this stage of the game to go ahead, shut AD down, because an Achilles I don't know that there's anything you can do to make that better outside of just resting it, right? So what if we said, all right, look, shut him down for November, December, and we'll reevaluate him in January. Yeah. And then you bring, and don't you think with this team as is, you could be 500?
I don't know. I'd have to see how they play at a longer stretches, because they barely beat the Pacers last night with their E-squad.
Well, no, they did, but let's call it what it is, though. You're also playing in a situation where it's like, you and I talked about this before the game started, when the game started. It was like, these guys don't know. I mean, this is the most haphazard style of offense we've ever seen. If you take, how different did that team look when you took AD out of things? Mm-hmm. Okay, with that lineup of Lively, PJ, and Cooper Flagg. That's the other issue. And then Max Christie and D'Lo at the point guard. And then, by the way, Brandon Williams. I want what he's smoking, by the way. Come to find out, he's going to a funeral.
Yeah, I know. It was a family friend. high school guy.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Did they say where?
No. At least it wasn't disclosed to the public.
Yeah.
But he was going to see a friend and brought that Oski with him and he dropped 20 ball.
We got
to
believe, and the only reason I ask is where was it, is that I'm guessing it was a state that doesn't sell weed.
Had to have been.
Had to have been. Come on, there's no way he was flying into a state that had weed and he brought an ounce with him.
Now, you brought this up earlier. The NBA drops their rookie ladder every week.
Yeah.
And the guy at the top is not the number one pick.
No.
It is Vijay Edgecombe at the one spot. Cedric Coward, which I would say 96% of people listening to my voice have no idea who that is.
I just knew him because of his last name.
Plays on the Grizzlies. He went to Washington State. Dylan Harper is number three. Cooper Flagg at four and Trey Johnson at five. Con Knuppel just missed out at number six. Do you agree with these rankings so far, Frederick? If you're not aware, Trey Johnson's averaging 14.8 points per game, 3.5 rebounds. Cooper Flagg's averaging 13 points per game, 5.5 rebounds and 2 assists. Dylan Harper's averaging 14.8 points per game, 5.3 rebounds and 4.8 assists. Coward's at 16.5 points per game, 3.5.
Who's he with?
He's with the Grizzlies.
That's right. Okay.
And then Vijay Edgecombe is averaging 22.5, 5.8, pretty much 6 rebounds and 6 assists.
I mean, I don't have any issue with that. I mean,
Cooper Flagg still is the betting favorite to win Rookie of the Year at minus 105. Vijay Edgecombe is at plus 135 right next to him. And then Dylan Harper, Knuppel at 1,600 plus 2,500. Stuff like that.
I mean, my only pushback, because I mean, there's been plenty of Twitter hate on Cooper Flagg, and see, this is what we told you. You knew this what, and of course, he's catching all kinds of flack for doing the too small to Mac McClung
yesterday. That was bad. That was bad.
It was.
You would agree too. That was bad.
I was like,
come on. They put
Cooper.
The Arch Manning, Sam Houston State picture right next to us. Like that's pretty much what it is. Like you're this prize. Everyone's ready for you to be the next guy. You can't be
too small and Mac McClung,
who literally just got to the NBA,
who just got there yesterday.
You go dunk on Jaylen Brown. Do it. All for it.
Literally anybody else on. I mean, really, the only guy that you could do that to on the Pacers might be Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, doing the too small to Mac McClung, a little bit too much for me. But again, that said, every other player on that list that you just mentioned is playing their natural position.
Yeah.
For the most part.
To me, the Con Knuppel has been insane. He's 70% true shooting, most made threes through four games for a rookie. Like, this guy is lighting it up, and that's exactly what the Hornets needed. They needed a stabilizing factor on that team. They got a bunch of guys who just want to run around and get buckets. LaMelo's playing good basketball. Where are they at in the standings?
Who, Charlotte?
Yeah.
It's a good question. All right, let's do this. 877-881-1053.
They're in the playoffs.
See, I mean, the East is wide open. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Let's do a little Tolos on the Telephone open mic. All right, Tolos on the Telephone open mic. We haven't done it since Tuesday. I had a couple of Tolos reach out to me, fatties reach out to me on IG yesterday, by the way, at the Freddie D, at Blake Live _. Make sure you give him a follow so that way when he finally does drop the Blake vlog, you guys can get the early sneak peek of it, if you will. And then at Khaki Kevin, all one word, or Khaki _Kev?
Khaki _Kev.
And that's K-E-V or not K-H-E-V, is it?
As far as my first name, K-E-V-I-N.
I'm just making sure I didn't know if you were doing... It's Khaki Kev or Khaki Kevin?
Khaki Kev, I do believe. I haven't looked in a while.
Okay, so Kevin's not even sure what his actual Twitter name is. But you know what? I'll tell you what, we'll find it. Look, my man hasn't had the internet and his brain's rotting as we speak. All right, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel. It's the text line and it's the hotline. Open mic, don't cuss. Have a hot take. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.